Birimbau, las músicas del mundo en Tastas.
Hola amigos y amigas de Birimbau. Hay artistas, hay músicos que cautivan al oyente de una manera especial. Su carisma y capacidad de comunicación en el escenario es tal que te hacen sentir muy a gusto, como en casa de un buen amigo. Algo así ocurre con el grupo irlandés The Dubliners. Transmiten una cercanía, honestidad y credibilidad en su música que han sido capaces de que generaciones bien distintas se sientan identificadas con ellos. El que fuera cantante de los Dubliners, Ronnie Drew, ese hombre bonachón y con larga barba blanca, irlandés con acento andaluz, conocedor y amante de nuestra tierra, tenía buenos amigos en Euskal Herria, murió el verano de 2008 de un cáncer de garganta, su instrumento de trabajo. Durante la dura batalla que sostuvo contra la enfermedad, muchos de sus amigos músicos le homenajearon con una canción, la balada de Ronnie Drew.
Here's to the Ronnie, the voice we adore, like coals from a coal bucket, scraping the floor, sing out his praises in music and malt. And if you're not Irish, that isn't your fault. Raise up our voices like dogs in a pack, thankful for honest men we never lack. We got 'em by twenties, we got 'em by ones, them and their daughters and all of their sons.
Staying for the buckle for show.
Get up and go out at 5 to 5. When the whistle says bed, we'll come back alive. He'll sing to the heavens, he's stormy as hell, and wherever he goes, we'll be wishing him.
The less that we fight, time and again, this has proved to be right.
build you a statue on St. Stephen's Green. No fairer monument e'er to be seen. A statue of Ronnie Drew holding the hand of a girl with her hair in a black velvet band.
Esta canción, la balada de Ronnie Drew, caló hondo entre los irlandeses y colaboraron en su composición e interpretación gente muy conocida como el grupo U2, los propios Dubliners, los Chieftains, el grupo Kila y la banda Bowsies, formada por Christy Moore, Shane McGowan de los Pogues, Andrea Kors de los Kors, Sidney O'Connor y unos cuantos más. Artistas irlandeses que muestran al mundo su cariño hacia un creador tan carismático como Ronnie Drew, el jefe de todos los músicos irlandeses. Sus largas barbas eran patrimonio nacional desde que el grupo obtuviera en 1967 un éxito colosal con Seven Drinking Nights, Siete Noches Beodas. Una exaltación de la amistad, el whisky y de la triple destilación y las pintas de cerveza negra. La Radio Nacional Irlandesa censuró la canción, con el efecto habitual en estos casos. La canción se granjeó una popularidad inmensa. El grupo fue invitado al programa Top of the Pop junto a The King, The Who y Jimi Hendrix nada menos, y al año siguiente emprendió la primera de sus muchas giras estadounidenses.
As I went home on a Monday night, as drunk could be, I saw a horse outside the door, where my old horse should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me, who owns that horse outside the door, where my old horse should be? Dilly, you drunk, you silly old fool, till you cannot see. That's a lovely sow that me mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I travelled 100 miles or more, with a saddle on a sow sure I never saw before. And as I went home on a Tuesday night, as drunk could be, I saw a coat behind the door, where my old coat should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me, who owns that coat behind the door, where my old coat should be? Dilly, you drunk, you silly old fool, till you cannot see. That's a woolen blanket that me mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I'd travel 100 miles no more, but buttons in a blanket sure I never saw before. And as I went home on a Wednesday night, as drunk could be, I saw a pipe upon the chair, where my old pipe should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me, who owns that pipe upon the chair, where my old pipe should be? Dilly, you drunk, you silly old fool, till you cannot see. That's a lovely tin whistle that me mother sent to me. Well, there's many a day I travelled 100 miles or more, but tobacco in a tin whistle sure I never saw before. And as I went home on a Thursday night, as drunk could be, I saw two boots beneath the bed, where my old boots should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me, who owns them boots beneath the bed, where my old boots should be? Dilly, you drunk, you silly old fool, till you cannot see. They're two lovely geranium pots me mother sent to me. Well, there's many a day I travelled 100 miles or more, with laces in uranium pots I never saw before. And as I went home on a Friday night, as drunk could be, I saw a head inside the bed where my old head should be. Well, I called my wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns that head with you in the bed where my old head should be? Dilly, you're drunk, you silly old fool. Dilly, you cannot see that's a baby boy that my mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I traveled 100 miles or more, but a baby boy with his whiskers on I never saw before.
La letra de la balada de Ronnie Drew que hemos escuchado antes fue escrita por Robert Hunter, letrista del grupo Grateful Dead, Bono y The Edge de U2, y Simon Carmody, cantante y compositor del grupo Golden Horde. La canción fue grabada el 14 y 15 de enero de 2008 en Dublín. Es una balada, una oda épica que representa el respeto, la amistad y el cariño hacia Ronnie Drew, que nos dejó temas tan impresionantes como este.
By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young girl calling, Michael, they have taken for you stole Trevelyan's corn, so the young might see the morn. Now a prison ship lies waiting in the bay. Low lie the fields of Athen Rye, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athen Rye, by a lonely prison wall, I heard a young man calling. Nothing matters, Mary, when you're free. Against the famine and the crown, I rebel, they cut me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity. Low lie the fields of Athen Rye, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. So lonely round the fields of Athen Rye, by a lonely harbor wall, she watched the last star falling as the prison ship sailed out against the sky. For she live in hope and pray for her love in Botany Bay. It's so lonely round the fields of Athen Rye. Low lie the fields of Athen Rye, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields
Thank you very much.
El grupo que fundara Ronnie Drew en 1962, The Dubliners, es considerado una pieza fundamental en la historia de la música folk. En su país es toda una institución, y si vais a un bar irlandés en Bilbao o en cualquier otro sitio, posiblemente veáis alguna foto suya colgada de la pared. Seguro que os llamará la atención el color gris de sus ojos y su larga barba. Los Dubliners se constituyeron como banda en la ciudad de Dublín. Sus miembros originales fueron Ronnie Drew, voz y guitarras, Luke Kelly, voz, banjo y guitarra, Barney McKenna, banjo, Ciarán Bourke, flauta irlandesa, armónica, guitarra y voz, y John Sheehan, violín. Originalmente se llamó The Ronnie Drew Group, el grupo de Ronnie Drew, pero se cambiaron el nombre a The Dubliners por la novela de James Joyce, Dubliners, que Kelly estaba leyendo en ese momento. Memorables fueron sus confrontaciones musicales con la otra gran formación tradicional de la época, los Clancy Brothers. Frente al aspecto querúbico de estos, los Dubliners cultivaron una imagen de bebedores y vividores deslenguados, con otros grandes éxitos como Whiskey in the Jar, un tema con muchos grados de alcohol.
As I was going over the far-famed Kerry Mountains, I met with Captain Farrell and his money he was counting. I first produced my pistol and I then produced my rapier. Saint stand and deliver, for you are a bold deceiver. Musher in the madoo da mada. Whitefall on the daddy-o, whitefall on the daddy-o. I counted out his money, and it made a pretty penny. I put it in me pocket, and I took it home to Jenny. She sighed and she swore that she never would deceive me. But the devil take the women, for they never can be easy. Mushering-dum-a-doo-dum-a-da. Quack, call the daddy-o, quack, call the daddy-o. I went unto my chamber, all for to take a slumber. I dreamt of gold and jewels, and for sure it was no wonder. But Jenny drew me charges, and she filled them up with water. Then sent for Captain Farrell to be ready for the slaughter. Mushering-dum-a-doo-dum-a-da. Whitefall-da-daddy-o, whitefall-da-daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar. And 'twas early in the morning, just before I rose to travel, up comes a band of footmen, and likewise Captain Farrell. I first produced my pistol, for she'd stolen away my rapier. I couldn't shoot the water, so a prisoner I was taken. Mushering-dum-a-doo-dum-a-da. Whack-pull-da-daddy-o, whack-pull-da-daddy-o. There's a ski in the jar, and if anyone can aid me, 'tis my brother in the army. If I can find the station in Cork or in Killarney, and if he'll go with me, we'll go roaming in Kilkenny. And I'm sure he'll treat me better than my own, my sporting Jenny. Mushering-dum-a-doo-dum-a-da. Whack-pull-da-daddy-o, whack-pull-da-daddy-o. There's a ski in the jar, and mushering-dum-a-doo-dum-a-da.
Antes de fundar el conjunto que daría la fama, Ronnie trabajó de vendedor de aspiradoras, electricista y telefonista nocturno. A mediados de los años 50, Ronnie y su amigo Joe Hackett dejaron su Dublín natal para trasladarse a Sevilla. Trataron de ganarse la vida como profesores de inglés, pero nunca tenían dinero y en ocasiones salían por la ventana de la pensión en la que se hospedaban para no pagar. Drew llegó a trabajar de extra en algunas de las escenas de Lawrence de Arabia rodadas en España y en 1962 decidió volver a Irlanda. Hice el camino de Sevilla a San Sebastián en autostop. Tardé 5 días en los que solo comí un trocito de pan y un vaso de agua, recuerda. A su regreso a Dublín fundó The Dubliners. Se mantuvieron juntos hasta 1994 y desde entonces Drew actuaba solo, acompañado de una guitarra, aunque colaboró con otros muchos grupos.
I met my love by the gas yard wall. Dreamed a dream
by the old canal. I kissed my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town. I heard a siren from the docks. Saw a train set the night on fire. I smelt the spring on the smoky wind. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Clouds are drifting across the moon. Cats are prowling on their beat. Spring's a girl on the streets at night. Dirty old town, dirty old town. I'm going to make a big sharp pass. Shining steel tempered in the fire. I'll chop you down like an old dead tree. Dirty old town, dirty old town. I met my love by the gas yard wall. Dreamed a dream by the old canal. I kissed my girl factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town, dirty old town, dirty old town.
Tastas irrati librea.
Haciendo muy bien, lo estás haciendo muy bien, lo estás haciendo muy bien.
¿Te gusta Tastas? ¿De veras? ¿Te apenaría mucho perder esta sintonía? Pues no te cortes, hazte la gunzaile. Nosotros tampoco podemos vivir sin ti.
Teléfono de contacto 94-415-1414.
Lo estás haciendo muy bien, sí, cariño, qué bien.
Entrevistas y todo tipo de audios, la programación de Tastas, avances de los programas, noticias, todo esto lo podéis encontrar en la página web de Tastas. tas-tas.org. Y además emisión por internet.
Birimbau, un viaje entrañable, voces, ritmos e instrumentos del mundo.
Birimbau.
Seguimos en este Birimbau en el que estamos recordando a Ronnie Drew y los Dubliners. Ronnie no viaja en grandes coches ni aviones privados. No acude a programas de televisión en los que se fabrican nuevas estrellas y no está especialmente preocupado por la piratería musical o las descargas gratuitas a través de la red. Para Ronnie, tener éxito en la música no es ganar mucho dinero. Éxito es seguir haciendo cosas en las que tienes fe, dice. Los músicos han de tener el coraje de decir no a las discográficas cuando te vienen con ideas preconcebidas y confiar en sí mismos. Ahora, si a las 3 semanas no has vendido 1 millón de discos, te lo retiran de las tiendas. La razón del estado actual de la industria musical está en el propio mercado capitalista, dice, y por si acaso aclara, no soy comunista, solo soy Ronnie Drew.
Well, an old man came courting me, hating Durandal. An old man came courting me, me being young. An old man came courting me, fain would he marry me, mates, when you're young, never wed an old man. Because he's got no falurum for little Iurum. He's got no falurum for little Aldi. He's got no falurum, he's lost his ding-durum. A mate, when you're young, never wed an old man. When we went to church, hey, ding-durum down. When we went to church, me being young. When we went to church, he left me in the lurch. A mate, when you're young, never wed an old man. Because he's got no falurum for little Iurum. He's got no falurum for little Aldi. He's got no falurum, he's lost his ding-durum. A mate, when you're young, never wed an old man. When we went to bed, hey, ding-durum down. When we went to bed, me being young. When we went to bed, he lay like he was dead. Mates, when you're young, never wed an old man. Because he's got no falurum for little Iurum. He's got no falurum for little Aldi. He's got no falurum, he's lost his ding-durum. A mate, when you're young, never wed an old man. So I threw me leg over him, hey, ding-durum down. I flung me leg over him, me being young. I threw me leg over him, damn well near smothered him. Mate, when you're young, never wed an old man. Because he's got no falurum for little Iurum. He's got no falurum for little Aldi. He's got no falurum, he's lost his ding-durum. A mate, when you're young, never wed an old man. When he went to sleep, hey, ding-durum down. When he went to sleep, me being young. When he went to sleep out of bed, I did creep into the arms of a handsome young man. And I found his falurum for little Iurum. I found his falurum for little Aldi. I found his falurum, he got my ding-durum. So mate, when you're young, never wed an old man.
Como ya he dicho antes, Ronnie Drew tiene buenos amigos por aquí con los que ha colaborado en diversas ocasiones. En 2005, partiendo de una propuesta del pianista Antonio Breschi y del poeta José Ángel Irigaray, publicaron el disco libro Sear Bidetán, dentro de la colección Litera and Música, inspirado en la Erri Música, la música tradicional. En esta obra podemos encontrar a Ronnie Drew colaborando junto a Benito Lerchundi, entre otros músicos, y aportando esencias y aires celtas a un disco de gran relevancia artística.
when boyhood's fire was in my blood, I read of ancient freemen of Greece and Rome who bravely stood, 300 men and three men. And then I prayed I yet might see our fetters rent in twain, and Ireland long a province be a nation once again, a nation once again, a nation once again, and Ireland long a province be a nation once again. And from that time through wildest woe, that hope has shone a far light, nor could love's brightest summer glow outshine that solemn starlight. It seemed to watch above my head through foreign fields and fane. Its angel voice sang round my bed, a nation once again, a nation once again, a nation once again, and Ireland long a province be a nation once again. So as I grew from boy to man, I bent me to my bidding, my spirit of each selfish plan and cruel passion ridding. For thus I hope someday to wade, nor can such hope be vain, when my dear country shall be made a nation once again, a nation once again, a nation once again, and Ireland long a province be a nation once again.
Irlanda es la tierra del folk y la música celta por excelencia. Los grupos de raíces irlandesas que se han visto influenciados por los sonidos tradicionales son muchos, desde The Pogues a Grateful Dead, hasta grupos más contemporáneos como The Corrs, The Cranberries o artistas atemporales de la talla de Chris de Burgh o Sinéad O'Connor.
To your car and you drove just never can stop needing your hand. The garden to my own car, and I drove as far as I could so that I might forget you. Does that mean I'm no good? If it doesn't, it should. But if you ever came home in the night, darling, I'd treat you right.
Molly Malone es un personaje protagonista de una canción tradicional irlandesa escrita a finales del siglo XIX. Cuenta la historia de una joven irlandesa que se ganaba la vida vendiendo como vendedora ambulante de berberechos y mejillones y a quien le llegó la muerte demasiado pronto. La existencia real o no de este personaje es algo que se sigue discutiendo a día de hoy. La más popular historia dice que la verdadera Molly Malone, además de vendedora ambulante en el día, se ganaba la vida pasando la noche en la calle. Aún así, nunca se ha podido establecer como cierta ninguna suposición y probablemente para siempre permanezca como un personaje más ficticio que real. En cualquier caso, triste y melancólica, pero con raíces muy arraigadas, Molly Malone se convirtió con el paso de los años en un himno para los dublineses y por eso The Dubliners no pudieron evitar versionarlo en su 15 aniversario.
In Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. As she wheeled her wheelbarrow through the streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive. Fishmonger, and sure 'twas no wonder, for so were her father and mother before, and they both wheeled their barrows through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive. Her barrel through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, and alone, let's hear you. Oh, you can do better than that, let's hear you now. Alive, alive.
Uno de los mayores éxitos de Ronnie Drew fue su versión junto a The Pogues de The Irish Rover en 1988. El cantante se había desvinculado de The Dubliners en 1996 y aprovechó estos años para desarrollar otra gran pasión, los caballos, o grabar álbumes como El amor de mi vida, a dúo con la cantante Eleanor Shanley. En él recreaba piezas de Neil Young, de Tom Waits, Nick Cave y su favorita de los últimos tiempos, The Good Old Days, del californiano Hills. Esta es la versión de The Irish Rover de los Dubliners.
On the 4th of July, 1806, we set sail from the sweet cove of Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. 'Twas a wonderful craft, she was rigged for the laugh, and oh how the wild wind drove her. She stood several blasts, she had 27 masts, and they called her the Irish Rover.
We had 1 million bags of the best lawyer rights. We had 2 million barrels of stone. We had 3 million sides of our blue horses' hides. We had 4 million barrels of bones. We had 5 million hogs, 6 million doves, 7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million piles of old Nanny Ghost tales and the whole of the Irish Rover.
There was old Mickey Coote, who played hard on his flute when the ladies lined up for a set. He was tootle with skill for each sparkling quadrille, till the dancers were flutered and bet. With his smart, witty talk, he was cock of the walk, and he rolled the dames under and over. They all knew at a glance, when he took up his stance, that he sailed in the Irish Rover.
Of the Lee, there was Hogan from Kelsey to Hull. There was Johnny McGurk, who was scarce of a work, and a man from Westmead come along. There was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting Bill Tracy from Dover. And your man, Mike McCann, from the banks of the Bann, was the skipper on the Irish Rover.
For a sailor, it's always a bother in life. It's so lonesome by night and by day that he longs for the shore and a charming young whore who will melt all his troubles away. All the noise and the rout, swilling, putchin' and stout, for him soon is done and over. Of the love of a maid, he is never afraid, but outsold from the Irish Rover. We had sailed 7 years when the measles broke out, and the ship lost its way in the fog. And that whale of a crew was reduced down to two, just myself and the captain's old dog.
And the ship struck a rock,
oh Lord, what a shock!
The boat,
it was turned right over. Turned 9 times around, and the poor old dog was drowned. And the last of the Irish Rover.
Para despedirnos vamos a poner un último tema de Dubliners que nos han acompañado en este Birimbau, aunque el protagonismo en el guión se lo ha llevado el carismático Ronnie Drew. Os recuerdo que para volver a oír este programa u otros emitidos anteriormente solo tenéis que entrar en la web de esta emisora, tas-tas.org. En la página de inicio, en nuestros programas, está Birimbau para ser oído o descargado. Un saludo a todos y a todas.
Gain my love's company. Биримбау. Музика од светот во Тастас.